Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Ma'am, I'm calling from Pan Arab.
All right.
It is a market research company based in the Middle East, and currently we are conducting a study about the area and the country where you live in. So I would be thankful to you if you can spare some time to participate in our study, ma'am.
Sure.
Have I reached you on a landline phone or on a cell phone?
Cell phone.
Cell phone. Okay, am I speaking to the person who is 15 years or older?
Yes.
Including yourself, how many people are residents of Kuwait age 15 or older currently living in this household?
Two,
okay. And could you please tell me which governorate do you live? Kuwait City, Hawali, Ahmadi, Farwani, Ajahra, Mubarak al-Kabir?
Hawali,
okay. Can you please imagine a ladder with steps numbered from 0 at the bottom to 10 at the top? Suppose we say that the top of the ladder represents the best possible life for you and the bottom of the ladder represents the worst possible life for you. So on which step of the ladder would you say you personally feel you stand at this time, assuming that the higher the step, the better you feel about your life, and the lower the step, the worse you feel about it? Which step comes closest to the way you feel?
An eight,
okay. And just your best guess, on which step do you think you will stand in the future, say about 5 years from now?
Hopefully 10.
Okay. Are you satisfied or dissatisfied with your standard of living, all the things you can buy and do?
Satisfied.
Right now, do you feel your standard of living is getting better or getting worse?
Stable.
Okay. Does your home have a television?
Yes.
Access through the internet?
Yes.
Have there been times in the past 12 months when you did not have enough money to buy food that you or your family needed?
No.
To provide adequate shelter or housing for you and your family?
No.
Thinking about your work situation over the past 7 days, have you been employed by an employer, even minimally like for an hour or more, from whom you receive money or goods?
Yeah.
Okay. In a typical week, 7 days, how many hours do you work for an employer? This could not be for one or more employers. Like, do you work 30 hours per week or more, or 15 to 29 hours per week, or 5 to 14 hours per week, or less than 5 hours per week?
That should be around 50-60 hours a week.
50 to 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
Please think about your primary employer, the one where you spend the most time working. So can you please tell me, like, on a 5-point scale where 5 means strongly agree and 1 means strongly disagree, please rate your level of agreement with each of the following statements. At work, you have the opportunity to do what you do best every day. You have to rate it from 5 to 1, but you may choose any of the numbers from 5 to 1. So 4?
Yeah.
Okay. And there is someone at work who encourages your development.
4.
Okay. At work, your opinion seems to count.
4.
Okay. How would you rate economic conditions in Kuwait today as an excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Fair.
Only fair. Okay. Right now, do you think the economic conditions in Kuwait as a whole are getting better or getting worse?
They're not getting better, they're not getting worse.
Okay. In Kuwait, do you have confidence in the following or not, like financial institutions or banks?
Yes.
Okay. Do you currently own a business, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Would you rather have a job working for the government or working for a business?
Business,
okay. This next section is about banks and other formal financial institutions, such as microfinance institutions. We are trying to just understand how people across the world use financial institutions and how available they are to people. So please remember, all that information you provide will be completely confidential.
Mm-hmm.
An account can be used to save money, to make or receive payments, or to receive wages or financial help. So do you, either by yourself or together with someone else, currently have an account at any of the following places, like a bank or a microfinance institution,
mm-hmm.
or any other
yes.
type of formal financial institution?
Yes.
A debit card or ATM card is a card connected to an account at a financial institution that allows you to withdraw money. And the money is taken out of that account right away. Do you personally have a debit card or ATM card, ma'am?
Yes.
Is this debit card or ATM card connected to an account with your name on it?
Yeah.
Have you personally used your debit card or ATM card to directly make your purchases in the past 12 months?
Yeah.
A credit card is a card that allows you to borrow money in order to make payments or buy things, and you can pay the balance off later. So, do you personally have a credit card?
No.
Okay. Aside from debit card or ATM card or credit card, do you have any other plastic cards that you can use to make payments or purchases at a variety of places?
No.
Okay, now thinking about all the personal accounts you have at financial institutions, either by yourself or together with someone else, in the past 12 months, has money been deposited in your personal accounts? This includes cash or electronic deposits, or any time money is put into your accounts by yourself or an employer or
no.
another person or institution?
No.
So in the past 12 months, the money has been not deposited in your personal accounts?
No, not my personal account, no.
Okay. In the past 12 months, has money been taken out of your personal accounts? This includes cash withdrawals in persons or using your debit card or ATM card, electronic payments or purchases, checks or any other time money is removed from your account?
No.
But you own a bank account. You are a holder of bank account, right?
Redundant.
Sorry?
It's redundant.
I didn't get you that.
It's redundant. It's not being used. It's just sitting idle.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you ever made a transaction with money from your account at a bank or another type of formal financial institution using a mobile phone? This can include using a mobile phone to make payments, buy things, or to send or receive money? No. Okay. In the past 12 months, have you used a mobile phone to pay bills or to send or receive money?
No.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you personally made payments on bills or bought things online using the internet?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you, while using the internet, fine. In the past 12 months, have you personally saved or set aside any money from any of the following reasons, like how about to start, operate, or grow a business or farm?
No.
Uh-huh. And for old age?
Yeah.
Okay. In your account, you save or set aside?
No, my account is redundant, so whatever it is my husband's.
So it means, just a second, have you personally used, just a second, please. So it means either by yourself or together with someone who currently have an account in a foreign places. So it's your husband.
Like joined. Yeah.
So it is a joint account, right?
Yeah, you can say so. It's like, it doesn't have my name on it, no.
It's on your name?
But
or
I have access.
Okay, you have access, fine.
Yeah.
And for old age, you said yes. And for education or school fees, in the past 12 months, have you personally saved or set aside any money? No. Okay. And in the past 12 months, have you personally saved or set aside any money by using an account at a bank or another type of formal financial institution?
Another bank, no.
Using an account at a bank or another type of formal financial institution. In the past 12 months, have you personally saved or set aside any money by using an account at a bank or another type of formal financial institution?
Another type, though, at the bank, obviously, we need an account.
So, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you, by yourself or together with someone else, currently have a loan you took out from a bank or another type of formal financial institutions to purchase a home, apartment, or land?
No.
In Kuwait? No. Okay. In the past 12 months, have you, by yourself or together with someone else, borrowed any money from any of the following sources? Like, have you borrowed from a bank or a microfinance institution or another type of formal financial institution? This does not include credit cards.
No.
And have you borrowed from a store by using installment credit or buying on credit in the past 12 months? Have you, or by yourself together with someone else, borrowed?
No.
Okay. And have you borrowed from family or relatives or friends in the past 12 months?
No.
No money. Okay. Have you borrowed from an informal private lender?
No.
Money. No. Okay. Have you borrowed for education or school fees?
No.
You or by yourself or together with someone else borrowed any money for? No. Okay. And have you borrowed for health or medical purposes?
No. No.
Okay. Have you borrowed for to start or operate or grow a business or farm?
No.
Okay. Have you, by yourself or together with someone else, borrowed money from any sources for any reasons in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. Do you personally have health or medical insurance coverage? Please include insurance that you
Yes.
have. Sorry?
Yes.
Okay. Now imagine that you have an emergency and you need to pay 600 kiri. How possible is it that you could come up with 600 Kuwaiti dinars within the next month? Is it very possible, somewhat possible, not very possible, or not at all possible?
Yes, somewhat possible.
Somewhat possible. Okay, what would be the main source of money that you would use to come up with 600 kiri within the next month? Savings, family relatives or friends, or money from working or a loan from an employer, or a credit card or borrowing from a formal financial institution, or an informal private lender, or some other sources?
Savings and a friend.
Can I have a single answer, ma'am? From savings or friends?
Single you want and savings.
Savings, okay. In the past 12 months, have you personally made regular payments for electricity, water, or trash collection?
No.
Have you received any money from an employer or boss in the form of salary or wages for doing work in the past 12 months? Please do not consider any money you receive directly from clients or customer.
Yeah.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you been employed by the government or military or public sector?
No.
In the past 12 months, has an employer or boss paid your salary or wages in any of the following ways, like you received payments directly in cash?
Direct in cash, no.
Sorry?
No, not in cash, no.
You receive payments directly into account at a bank or another type of formal financial institution?
Yeah, last 12 months, yes.
Sorry?
In the last 12 months, yes.
Okay, so you has an employer or bo your boss has paid your salary or wages through an account at a bank or another type of formal financial institution?
Yeah.
Okay. And you receive payments to a card?
Payments
In the
to?
past 12 months, has an employer or boss paid your salary or wages
In the past
in
few
the
months, yes.
ways, yeah, like you received payments to a card?
To a card, no.
Yeah, to a
No.
card, no. Okay. And you receive payments through a mobile phone?
No.
Your employer, no. Okay. After your payment from an employer is transferred into an account, do you usually withdraw or transfer all of the money out of the account right away, or do you withdraw or transfer the money over time as you needed it?
Immediate.
All of the money right away you take out, or over
Yeah.
time as needed?
Yeah. No, immediate.
All of the money right away, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Which of the following statement best describe the account that you used to receive payments from an employer? You had this account before you began receiving payments from an employer, or you had an account before but this account was opened so you could receive payment from an employer, or this was your first account and it was opened so you could receive payments from an employer?
Open to receive from employer.
This was your first account and it was opened so you could receive payments from an employer?
Correct.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you personally received any financial support from the government in the past 12 months? This money
No.
could include payments for educational or medical expenses or
No.
unemployment benefits, subsidy payments, or any kind of social benefits.
No.
No? Okay. Now the next few questions will describe some made-up situations and include some numbers that can be complicated. This is not a test, so please respond the best you can. If you are unsure or don't know how to respond, just say so. So
Okay.
suppose you have some money. Is it safer to put your money into the one business or investment, or to put your money into multiple business or investments?
One.
Okay. Suppose over the next 10 years, the prices of the things you buy double. If your income also doubles, so will you be able to buy less than you can buy today, the same as you can buy today, or more than you can buy today?
Same as I can buy today.
Okay. Suppose you need to borrow 100 KD. Which is the lower amount to pay back? 105 KD or 100 KD dinar plus 3%?
Repeat that.
Suppose you need to borrow 100 KD.
Yeah.
Which is the lower amount to pay back? 105 KD or 100 KD plus 3%?
The second one.
100 KD 3%. Plus 3%.
Yeah.
Okay. Suppose you put money in the bank for 2 years and the bank agrees to add 15% per year to your account.
Okay.
Will the bank add more money to your account the second year than it did the first year, or will it add the same amount of money both years?
Add more money.
More. Okay. Suppose you had 100 KD in a savings account and the bank adds 100% per year to the account.
Mm-hmm.
How much money would you have in the account after 5 years if you did not remove any money from the account? More than 150 KD, exactly 150 KD, or less than 150 KD?
More than 150 KD.
More than 150 KD. Okay. What's your age, ma'am?
32.
32?
Yeah.
And what is the highest level of education you have completed? Intermediate, secondary, bachelor's, or master's?
Master's.
Okay. More specifically, how many years of formal education have you completed?
Years of formal education,
mm-hmm.
That's master's is what, like 20.
After 12th, how many years you have done?
12 and 4 and 2. About 18 years.
Mm-hmm. And are you married or single?
Married.
Okay. And how many children under 15 years of age are now living in your household?
None.
In the past 12 months, did this household receive help in the form of money or goods from another individual living inside Kuwait, or living in another country, or both, or neither?
None.
Okay. In the past 12 months, did this household send help in the form of money or goods to another individual living inside this country, or living in another country, or both, or neither?
Yeah.
Living inside this country, or living in another country, or both?
Both.
Both, huh? Okay, what is the total monthly household income in Kuwaiti dinars before taxes? Family income altogether?
Family income will be around. In KD?
Yes, ma'am. Per month?
Around
2,000?
Yeah, 2,000.
Which one of these phrases come closest to your own feelings about your household's income these days? You are living comfortably on present income, getting by on present income, finding it difficult on present income, or finding it very difficult on present income?
Comfortable.
Living comfortably on present income.
Yeah.
Were you born in Kuwait?
No.
Another country. Did you move to this country within the last 5 years?
Yeah.
And in which country you were born?
India.
Okay. Do you have a landline telephone in your home that you make to receive and personal calls?
No.
And receive personal. Okay. Which country are you a national of?
Canada.
You are a national of Canada. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, thank you so much for taking the time to answer these questions. Could we have your permission to contact you again to learn a bit more about your thoughts and opinions?
Yeah, but I just want to ask, what is the survey for?
It's just a general survey, ma'am.
For?
To know about your thoughts and opinions.
But this is being done for which research study?
It is confidential, ma'am. So
wow, you take confidential data from us and then you
No,
say
we are just trying to understand how people across the world use the financial institutions and just in general to know about their thoughts and opinions. That's it.
There should be a name to the study if it's not.
I didn't get you.
There should be a name for the study, right? If it's by Panara, there should be a name for the study.
Yeah, it's just about this country, about the area and the country where we are living.
Okay.
What telephone number would you prefer to, you like
the
we use
one.
To recontact you in the future?
The
is this your personal number 670-42907?
Mm-hmm.
We may wish to contact you via email. So, what is the primary email address if you have one, ma'am? That
it's,
you use most oftenly, which one?
It's Kanika Tandon,
K A N I K A
T A N D O N.
Okay.
@gmail.com
The rate of Gmail. Okay. What's your good name, ma'am?
Kanika.
Kanika.
Mm-hmm.
And your landline?
There is no landline.
No landline. This is the same number which I've dialed. 6704-2907. Ma'am, thank you so much for your cooperation and time. Have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you.
May God bless you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.